tiny trawlers. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Think of something small that swims or moves through the water. Toddler with water wings, tadpole, minnow, toy boat. Good. Now think much,
much smaller.
Penn State researchers have taught nanoparticles to swim. Whenever we talk about nano anything, there's always the usual comparison to the, ouch, human hair. The gold platinum nanorods we're about to look at are less than 1/100th the thickness of a hair, and only 2/1,000,000th of a meter long. The researchers have found a way to get a catalytic reaction to propel the rods in a hydrogen peroxide solution. All well and good, but how do you steer them? In lieu of a tiny steering wheel, the team developed three methods using magnetism, chemistry, and light. Now to load cargo on these tiny vessels. Whether it be meds or therapeutic agents, they found that it could be done using electrostatic and chemical linkers. To date, the scientists have proved the feasibility of propelling, steering, and loading cargo on these shrinky dinghies. Current work is focused on the unloading. Once the process is perfected, it could be used for a variety of medical or industrial applications. I suppose before each maiden voyage, they'll christen them with miniature champagne bottles. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.